And here the phonic tape sessions as we put it on.
That's what it's called?
Yes, that's what it's called. Here's the foot pedals, ear and ear plug.
Foot pedals.
And joint. Where the joint? I think it's the outlet here, should we find it?
There's an outlet there.
Yeah, oh, there's outlet right down here. Right there.
Right?
Except. Is this desk lamp look all right, should we find
that? Yes. There's two or one?
I think there's one, so that means I'll have to get an adapter. Oh, there's two there? This cord is not reaching well. I think perhaps it would be nice to keep it on the floor. Turn. No, it wouldn't.
Oh, there's no balance.
No balance. Oh. Let me just.
Yes, yes, you can see this here.
Let me just see it. Get in.
I wanted that box cover, then I would have kept here.
Right on, that's cover. Five balls in the floor.
Pratosa. No, what is Pratosa? Prati. Pratosa. He can satisfy everyone. Yeah. Only Krishna consciousness person satisfy everyone. Can live this life. Sri Chan. Yeah. Get that.
It's a savings account and it's a deposit slip in there. $1,133.34 and I'd like to present in the beginning. Shreya Rishi can take care of
what is this?
Well, it's a withdrawal slip. You see, that's a Shreya Rishi, you know, and Shreya Rishi can take care of the details of getting the account to do whatever you want.
Myself where the amount of potential drug in the account and
see, originally we were planning on...
That's
not.
What is
all that? It's a presentation from Mahaprabhu. It's a dollar in Brahma history. It's a humble presentation.
For the time being...
Is that?
Well, you're not going to be working this immediately. I want to get.
No. If you want to die, then.
I want to do it nicely so it's not in your way. And also, need.
Nice and stand?
No. Just later on, I can do it.
Why later? No. So, what's your figure?
It's a Sony. It's a Sony professional.
H-track.
And it'll work anywhere in the
what?
World. Work because the speed is electronically controlled, so you don't have to worry about the current, how many cycles per second. It'll work at different voltages, so it'll work anywhere in the world. And you could record like your voice on one channel and cartels on another channel. So that you can mix them together at the end.
Yeah, I'm probably.
I think it probably might be kind of big.
Can we cut it?
Oh, sure. The Sony's are actually pretty compact. You can tell by the size of the reels, you know. But, see, there's 4 meters, so you can record 4 channels simultaneously.
And in stereo.
That means 8, just like the viewers, 4 tracks you would pop up. This is 8 tracks.
No, this isn't 8 tracks.
No?
This is 8 channels. You can only record in one direction when you use 4 channels, but if you can also use it as standard stereo and record in both directions.
I saw this and this.
Yeah, you can do that, or else you could use all 4 tracks at the same time and just record in one direction if you want all 4 channels.
Yeah, but 4 microphones.
Yeah, you can have 4 microphones at the same time. And to make good stereo recordings of music, it's nice to have 4 channels, because then you can mix them together afterwards and make it perfect.
It is. So. Coming?
Mm-hmm. And then there's this. See, these are really Christmas. They have the microphones. These are microphones. They're made in Sweden. They're really about the best one you can get, and they're very inexpensive.
Why the sound is not?
It's not very low now. Here, this is very low.
No, it comes 1, 2.
It's at 0.
But it's 0. And 1 is the thump.
Coming very low. That's all right.
That's all right.
It goes up to 10.
I know that.
So this is what I plan on doing with the money, but then Bhavananda and the GBC wondered about whether maybe the book fund or the around the world trip would have higher priority. So that's why I just wanted to donate the money. So maybe after I'm Grihastha, I could get this.
This money?
Yeah, he wanted to donate this money for a tape recorder.
Yeah, but
the GBC suggested he give it just to your book fund, or else to pay for the around the world tour.
Yeah,
because I'll pay for it.
They thought that I might have higher priority it's a project I wanted to set up a library of all of your tapes and make them available to everybody and preserve them. See, and have them all indexed.
Yes, I wanted to prepare that.
Do you think this would be a fit that your needs should have?
Yes, I wanted. I wanted to purchase one at Stanberg.
Tanberg?
Yeah.
Well, we have a Tanberg here that you can use.
Yeah,
I had it in Detroit, remember?
Yeah.
That's a very, very good machine. And I'm going to leave it here in New York, because I have to go to Minneapolis for some training because of my job. See, I have a job as a computer programmer, so I have to go there for a while, but I'll be back to New York. But I'm going to show Gadadhar and Shonda and Charlie how to use it, so they can use it, and you can use it during the daytime. It's really a good machine.
So what is that machine?
Pardon?
What is that machine?
That's a Tanberg.
Now it's in the temple.
It's in.
Yeah,
it's
use
in the
it when the Divine
right
Grace is speaking.
Why is that machine?
It's in the temple right now.
Oh.
It's connected to the PA system and another microphone.
So you bring it and go see.
I have to leave tonight, but I'll instruct Gadadhar and Chandra and Charlie how to use it.
Transmit machine is nice.
Yeah. It's a good machine. It's made in Norway.
So, and that is not very costly also.
No, I ordered it directly from Norway. It saved like that.
How did you pay for it?
$225. And the list price at the time was $550. I got this before I came into the movement.
$550, the same machine?
Yeah, that's what they charged in the United States, $550, and I ordered it for $225.
There?
In Norway. And there's duty.
The same machine?
Yes, identical.
When you bring it, it is working. Mm-hmm. Then we can utilize this fund for other purposes.
Okay, fine. Okay, but maybe someday then we can get this, do you think? Maybe you think someday we could use that machine?
I do not know, but I have got experience done by these arenas.
Yeah, they're very reliable. Reliable machines. Mm-hmm. And my job is computer programming, and I think that computers could be used.
Computer?
Yeah, they could be used in many, many ways in a society. Like, I think the most important use it could be put to is for helping in transcribing and editing and composing. The computer can do composing automatically. And so...
Automatically?
Sure. It's all automatic because it's actually just a mechanical process. So you're just getting the lines to come out even at the end and everything.
You can learn that.
I already know computer programming.
I learned
that in high school. I was working as a programmer.
And why not take a computer?
Sure. And we can get a terminal. You can buy a computer terminal for about $600.
Really?
For $185 a month, we can have 40 hours a week of computer time. 8 hours a day. And they have courses. This company gives computerized courses that will teach children how to read and how to do arithmetic through the terminal. You know? And also, it has a fantastic editor that you can, if you type in the text, and any mistakes you make, you can just type in a few instructions of the computer and it'll change them. Then after you get all the text the way you want it, it's stored on magnetic disk at the computer. And then when you get it perfect, you can change it 100 times if you want. When you get it perfect, then you just have the computer automatically type out the whole thing.
And they type it up and paste it up. I got A's in it.
These terminals have paper tape punches. You can punch paper tape. And then feed the paper tape into a machine called a photon machine. And you'll get out a perfectly composed page you can have any type size you want. You can have any type of what do you call it, the face? You know, the
typeface.
Typeface, and then it'll be perfect for publishing. It'll come right out. The whole process is automatic.
Those tapes can be kept stored.
All those tapes. Sure, they can be kept stored. And then you get free storage with this for 300,000 characters. That's about 100 pages
This is a wonderful idea, Shri Prabhupada. I don't know why no one thought of this before.
Yeah, I'll leave this here. Wonderful. Okay. I'll leave this here.
I like to read it.
Yeah. And this is the basis of the whole language they have about Fortran.
Honeywell machine.
It's Honeywell, yeah. This is educational.
We use Fortran to program this language?
Yeah, there's four languages. There's the...
what is best for programming... Shri Prabhupada's books, Fortran?
No, there's an editor. It's called Edit.
Oh.
You see. And it's designed for editing text. Well, no, it's just a special language by itself. It's really easy
language?
To learn. Very easy.
See, I was mostly doing Fortran.
Yeah, so do I.
Really out of practice.
You learn this like nothing.
This is a review of it.
This is Edit. But you only have to type in the text once, just the rough, and that's it. No retyping is necessary from start to finish.
Shri Prabhupada, that's wonderful. get the books composed in no time,
so fast,
and paste it up.
Sure. And the composers are available. VIP systems.
Shri Prabhupada, not only that, but no paste up is required. Because the pages will come out perfect, and it can just be photographed.
Right. Yeah. The layout is almost eliminated. Composing is completely eliminated, and the editing is so easy and so fast that. You'll be able to get a final copy that's really perfect because it doesn't matter how many changes you make. It's so easy. You know, even if there's you have one word you want to change, you know, and it's just a minor change. You know, normally you might not want to do it because that means retyping the whole thing. But with this, it's no trouble because the computer just types out.
I used to think, Srila Prabhupada, I wonder when the day is going to come when we're going to be able to use computers in Krishna consciousness. And now maybe it's come. Composing can be eliminated, or done automatically, and the layout can be done automatically because the pages will come out perfect. When they're typed up, they will come out perfect. Therefore, there's no need of layout. You simply photograph those pages.
With a photon machine, you could do a whole book. You could have a 1,000-page book done in one night. It would type the whole thing in one night. That's all you need is the
those machines are fantastic.
Long. They're so fast.
They're fantastic.
They turn out a page in a couple of seconds.
Electric brain.
Yeah.
Big electric. Yeah.
And they're always perfect. There's no variation in the characters or anything.
Well, as soon as our electronic is little sick, the whole thing stops.
No, they're reliable machines. These are the
that's all right.
Yeah, that possibly.
If the brain goes bad, then it is very difficult to bring it into
the. Yeah, well, they have maintenance men on the spot all the time. They're very reliable.
Yeah, I am moving from one place to another.
Well, they have this Honeywell system is being combined into a nationwide network. So that these computers are available in every major city in the United States right now, and they're going to be eventually all tied together. We can actually communicate with other temples through the system.
Why is Honeywell better than IBM for this?
Well, because they just concentrated on this more.
On this editing program?
Oh yeah, for the editing for our purposes, this is the best time frame system. I've used almost every one.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. It's so fast, it's so reliable. I used that for months and months, and it never wasn't... Maybe, I can't even remember a time when the thing wasn't working. It was always working. It's so reliable.
That they charge $180 per month.
$185 per month for 40 hours a week.
That means 8 hours, 85 hours a week.
Yeah, that's just a little over a dollar an hour for the computer time. And it's really, see, normally it would be about $1,200 or $1,300 a month, but because, there's another thing. The time is only between 6 p.m. and 2 a.m. That's why it's less expensive. But that's a better time, actually, because it's after hours and you get faster response on the computer because there's hardly anybody on it.
Yeah.
It's really good. And, normally it's...
What is the whole price?
Well, the terminal would cost, $700 for one that handles upper and lower case. You get 132 characters across.
$700 altogether?
Yeah, $700.
Is that a rental? But,
no, that's the purchase price. The rental would be about $85 a month.
In addition to the $185?
In addition to the $185, yeah.
Or else to purchase the machine for $700.
Yeah, but then if you purchase it, you either have
to... If somebody pays $700 at a time,
that's for purchasing. Then you have to maintain it yourself, or else you have to hire somebody else to maintain it for you. But you could just lease it for about $85 a month, and then maintenance and paper and paper tape and supply.
You have to purchase at $700, then you have to pay maintenance.
Unless you can maintain. So I don't think they're too difficult to maintain. Teletype terminals are very reliable.
No, that's right. Maintenance is different. Either you maintain yourself or pay.
Right.
Machine is like a typewriter. It's hooked up with a computer by telephone cables.
Oh yeah, you just dial over an ordinary telephone. You can use more than one contract service on the same terminal just by dialing different numbers. So in Washington D.C., I was using four different computers through the same terminal just by dialing different numbers, and they can be thousands of miles away. It doesn't matter. In Minneapolis, I'm using a computer that's located in near Baltimore, near Washington D.C., and it's just like it doesn't matter how. Just by a phone call. Just by calling a local number, too, because they have lines always set up, you see.
It's like you're talking with that big plane.
Yeah. And I was communicating with a karmic friend of mine in Baltimore through the computer system. He's using the same computer, you see. So that's another thing we could do, communications. And we could do accounting.
We haven't got much communication, I would say.
Sure, we could communicate with all the temples, too. If another temple had a terminal on the same computer system, they could share common...
What is the difference between this machine and that machine?
Well, this one, let's see, Oh yeah, this is only two channels, see? And this one's four channels. And see, this one, is the one that's shown, can take the large size professional reels, 10.5 inch. You can also get one of these with a 10.5 inch, which is really an advantage to be able to use that size. Because you can purchase those in cases, professional lots, and then you can put them on smaller reels if you want to. And just cut the tape for however size the recording is, put it on a smaller reel.
So first of all, when they convert,
I'll just leave all this here. Yeah, I'll take this. This is about the microphone. If I can get the excellent microphone. They're unbelievable. That's so good. So take this. You want to keep that?
Okay. Well, I want to see the computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I'll just take this.
She's probably actually...
What is the price of this machine?
I'm not too sure, but it'd probably be about 250, something like that. The numbers usually sort of correspond to the price, more or less.
I found Tonbad better than Sony.
Well, the very expensive Sonys are good. The less expensive Sonys aren't very good, because the motors aren't powerful enough. But like that real expensive Sony has three motors, and it's got it's all electronically controlled with solenoids, so that there's very few moving parts. And I think that would be a really good machine.
Oh,
What is this?
No, that's different from this. That's if you aren't getting this educational package, then you got to pay all these rates. Some of these rates apply anyway.
All this rate business you know about anyway, because I just want to look at the program. What is this?
Well, that's a Dolby system for recording with less noise.
That's different.
That's for tape recording.
I should take that.
Okay.
I'll just keep this together because for the tape recording. What's this?
That's for the computer system. That's courses that are available over the computer.
Yeah, the computer teaches. Yeah. It's like these computers, you can learn language. Yeah, tutor.
It's just like mechanical tutor.
But you can even learn this added language over the machine, right?
Language?
There's a language called Teach, so we can write our own programs for teaching. We could write programs to teach Bhagavad Gita. The children, we could have all the scriptures. And computer programs.